To celebrate the upcoming 100th anniversary of the 19th Amendment, which guaranteed women the right to vote, WYPR is highlighting the contributions of extraordinary Maryland women who have changed our world for the better during the past century. Beyond the Ballot includes two short radio essays each month. In this episode, we discuss historian Dr. Jean H. Baker. I'm Sherry Parks. When we honor women, it is important that we veer off the male traditional paths to tell stories of the different ways in which women have served society. Today, we take a step further to honor one who was a pioneer in the telling of those new women's stories. Historian and Goucher College professor Jean Baker played a particularly important role in making a place for women in the public eye. She observed that women were too often excluded from historical and academic accounts. The women's movement made her see that the crux of history didn't have to be kings and male prime ministers, that women and minorities also have important stories to tell. She turned her attention to suffragists Lucy Stone, Susan B. Anthony, Elizabeth Cady Stanton, Alice Paul, and Frances Willard, and their campaign to secure the right to vote. She wrote the stories of their courage and persistence in the face of years of verbal and physical attacks. The New York Times cited Baker's work as wider in scope than previous work and making use of sophisticated feminist historical and sociological scholarship. Professor Baker was particularly central in putting forth a more empathetic image of Mary Todd Lincoln. She observed that Mary Todd Lincoln had been victimized by the press and male historians, and her reputation was in need of repair because she had stepped out of the expected quiet, almost invisible role of women in public. In her grief, said Baker, she cried too long and too hard. She disobeyed every rule of anonymity expected of ladies, especially first ladies. Baker said, I responded to her mistreatment, to her sense of rivalry with everyone. The work vividly recounted Mary Todd Lincoln's sense of abandonment and desperation at the death of her child and her paralyzing grief and anger at the death of her husband. Fellow Goucher College professor Laurie Kaplan wrote in the Baltimore Sun that Jean Baker tells stories so convincingly that the reader could feel the texture of those family rivalries as well as the weight and restrictions of those dresses that Mary Lincoln so cherished. The telling is Jean Baker's triumph.